Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's women power and it has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Maha Sammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahillabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. In a tragic turn of events, two separate landslides triggered by relentless monsoon rains have claimed 9 lives in Arunachal Pradesh. The heart-rending incident occurred on Friday night along National Highway 13 between Bana and Sepa, where a vehicle carrying 7 people was swept off the road by a massive landslide and plunged into a deep gorge. All occupants, including 2 pregnant women and 4 children, died in the accident. The victims, residents of Kichang village in Bana, were en route to Sepa when the landslide struck. In a separate incident, a landslide near Pine Grove in Jiro also claimed 2 lives, 1 male and 1 female, both non-locals. Their bodies were recovered with the help of the State Disaster Response Force, ITBP, and locals. A senior official from the State Disaster Management Department confirmed. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik today honored the 13 Rajputana Rifles, 9 Grenadiers and 31 Assam Rifles with the Governor's citation at a function in the Rajbhavan, Itanagar for their exceptional professionalism, operational acumen and spirited elan, and for building a strong synergy with the district administrations and the local populations of the state. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor commended the dedication and professionalism of the units for their steadfast commitment to operational duties. He lauded their tireless efforts in safeguarding the sanctity of the line of actual control and ensuring effective border management along the sensitive Indo-Myanmar frontier, which have yielded visible and meaningful results. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Friday reaffirmed that progress on the Siang Upper Multipurpose Projects, SUMP, will hinge on the completion of its pre-feasibility report, PFR, and subsequent public consultation. Stressing the importance of local consent, Khandu assured that PFR is a non-intrusive study to assess geological viability without displacing people or damaging land. Quote, only after the PFR and a public hearing will decide whether to proceed based on the people's will, unquote, Khandu said. Highlighting the project's strategic importance, Khandu said it serves not just as a power initiative but also as a national security measure in response to China's proposed 60,000 megawatt dam near the border. He warned of possible floods or water shortages due to Chinese control over the river's flow, noting that China is not bound by the UN Water Convention. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Friday digitally laid the foundation stone for a series of infrastructure development projects worth rupees 750 crore under the Education Department. The projects include upgradation of 39 government high secondary schools under the SASCI Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Scheme with an outlay of rupees 300 crore, construction of 156 hostels and teachers' quarters across all districts costing rupees 322 crore, 14 large capacity hostels, 120 beds each, under the DAJGUA Dharti Awa Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan scheme at rupees 71.40 crore. Infrastructure development of Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat, with rupees 330 crore and construction of 394 kitchen sheds come stores under PM Poshan scheme with rupees 23.64 crore. These projects will be executed by the Rural Works Department during the financial year 2025-26. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today laid the foundation stone for a G+2 RCC skill development multipurpose building at the Oju Welfare Association campus in Nahalagun in the presence of its chairperson Ratan Aniya. the Central Bureau of Communications, CBC Regional Office, Itanagar, Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, organized a special outreach program to mark the World No Tobacco Day at JNK Public School, Itanagar, today. The program aimed to create awareness among students and the general public about the harmful effects of tobacco consumption and to promote a tobacco-free lifestyle. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.